going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a little bit of a bone to pick with Missouri fans. And then we're supposed to be on the same team, but sometimes you guys are unhappy with my predictions and thoughts and opinions, and sometimes that's life. What I've seen over the last 24 hours is we have blamed everybody else for why Luther Burden has dropped in the draft. And at no point have we thought, well, maybe Luther Burden is why Luther Burden dropped in the draft. I have been following Luther Burden since he was a sophomore in high school. Like, it was kind of known that, hey, he's going to be the best prospect in the state of Missouri, and Missouri really wants him. He is essentially Doyle Green Beckham. And Missouri has another chance to get the best high school player in the country. So if you're a Missouri fan, you've been following it for some time. There is no question in my mind about the ability of Luther Burden. I think he is one of the most dynamic players in college football when he had the ball in his hand. I think he can help you in special teams. I think he could be a number one wide receiver in the league. I think he could be a number two wide receiver in the league. I think Luther Burden is a dynamic football player. But I think acting like last year was all Eli Drinkwitz's fault. It was all Kirby Moore's fault as the offensive coordinator. It was all Brady Cook or all Drew Pine. I think you're letting Luther Burden off the hook for some things I thought that were fairly noticeable last year. I thought he quit. I thought he quit at multiple points during the season last year. I think once it was pretty clear that Missouri was not making the college football playoff, I think Luther Burden multiple times put his head down and quit on the team. I thought he was in self-preservation mode for basically the second half of the season. Hey, this season isn't going the way that I thought it was going to go. I've already gotten paid, and I know I'm going to the NFL. My number one goal now is to not get hurt. And I thought he played football for basically the second half of the season. I thought he played it like 70% intensity, 80% intensity. I think that shows up in film when you watch him. I also have my questions about Burden. And Rob, you've been here. You've heard me say this for a while. I question Burden's toughness a little bit too. Missouri fans, you know what I'm talking about. How many times was Burden almost hurt during a game? Burden would fall awkwardly, be laying there for 4 or 5 minutes, get up, and you're worried about if Burden's going to be able to continue, and then he comes back 3 or 4 plays later. That happened a handful of times in his college football career. So Burden is going to go in the second round. Burden is a dynamic player. He has a chance of being a very good pro. But we can't sit here and make it seem like Burden didn't play any part on why 4 wide receivers got taken ahead of him yesterday. So we can blame the offense. We can blame Brady Cook. Some of that is on Luther. And as a sophomore, he was arguably the best wide receiver in the country. He was explosive. He wasn't that this past year. And not all of that was the offense. He wasn't the best wide receiver on their team this year. Theo Weiss was. He wasn't the best wide receiver on Mizzou's team this past season. It is not some abomination. It is not some crime. It's not. No. Burden didn't have a good year and didn't really put good tape together this past year. Now, it's not going to stop him from being drafted. There is certainly a point where, all right, I'm taking a chance on the ability. I'm taking a chance on the player. And I think someone is going to do that coming up in a couple of hours or so. But I think we have to at least put some of why Luther Burden fell on the draft is because of Luther Burden. And all of the pie chart can't be other sources. It can't be Brady Cook's fault and Drew Pine's fault and Eli Drinkwitz and the offensive coordinator and the Gatorade persons. No, some of why he dropped in this draft and is going to be out of the first round is how he conducted himself for the final 12 to 13 games at Mizzou. I will say this, though, about Burden, and this is related to the Chiefs. It was really exciting to see as we were getting closer and closer to 31 and then ultimately to 32, how open the board felt.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.